I'm with Kelly Fleer, tournament manager of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship, the 28th year. We've got 42 senior PGA Tour champions players coming to the Four Seasons Resort for the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. Kelly, what a pleasure to be with you this year, and you must be proud. You've been the tournament manager for a long time.
Yeah, we've been here since the beginning, 28th year now, and yeah, it's a much different landscape out there than it used to be. The first year there was only one home here, and now I think there's over 400 at the Hualalai Resort. So, and there's two golf courses instead of one. So yeah, lots of growth, of course, and our events grown as well.
54-hole stroke play competition. It's the season opening event for the Champions Tour. The players have to have earned their way in by being a Hall of Famer, having won an event over the last couple of years. Talk a little bit about how coveted a invitation these are.
You know, winning has its rewards, and one of the rewards for the Champions Tour is if they win an event, they're eligible for 2 years here. If they win a major championship of one of our five majors, they're eligible for 5 years here. So that's a really big deal. And if they are a Hall of Fame player, they play eight events, and they're eligible to come that year. So yeah, those are three categories, and then we do have some sponsor exemptions that are invited. Players are invited by our sponsor, Mitsubishi Electric.
Steve Stricker is defending. He had a wonderful season last year, but there's also seven Hall of Famers coming this week. They tee it up beginning on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 54-hole stroke.
We have six. We had a late withdrawal yesterday. Davis Love the third.
Oh, okay.
So yes, we do. We have Fred Couples, Ernie Els, Bernhard Langer,
Marco Mira,
Colin Montgomery, Marco Mira, and
DJ Singh. Yeah, he's been having a good year. And a couple new people who earned away. That's always nice to give a warm welcome to the players who are playing for the first time.
Yeah, we have a real powerhouse, Stuart Sink, who's very competitive still on the PGA Tour. This will be his first appearance here at Hualalai, so we're excited to welcome Stuart. He is a Payne Stewart Award winner and a tremendous golfer.
He's playing in the Sony this week.
Yes.
And last week was the Century over in Maui, which is where you're from, and what a wonderful thing that they were able to have the tournament and raise so much money for the Maui community after the devastation of the fires. I don't know if you want to make a few comments about that, but they...
Yeah, it's been, you know, since August 8th, Maui's been... it's been a real interesting time for many, many people. Obviously, there's a lot of sorrow and grieving going on still. But one step at a time, and I think there's a lot of resiliency in the Lahaina community as well as Kula. And they're making step-by-step gains, and we just pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Lahaina.
Well, the Golf Channel did a wonderful broadcast. It was great to see Mark Rolfing being able, who's lived on Maui for 49 years, I think, now, and such a big part of the Maui community and, of course, the community in Hawaii, and he'll be broadcasting. He's broadcasting over at the Sony right now, but Golf Channel will be broadcasting all 3 days. Well, yeah. Of course, there'll be a lot starting over this weekend. They'll be talking about the Mitsubishi. They're already talking about it on the Golf Channel, but the 3 days, you know, it's wonderful golf, a $2 million purse, I believe it is, but what's really wonderful is all the money that's been raised for charity during the history of this tournament.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll be approaching the $3 million mark here very soon, and we've got some wonderful charities that are all volunteer charities. That's one thing we do that really appeals to us. None of the staff takes a salary. So that would be the Rotary Club of Kona, the Daniel R. Sayer Foundation, which has really, really benefited the island with support for the fire departments. In fact, they just purchased a brand new helicopter about 3 months ago, and we were at the blessing, the grand opening to unveil that bird.
Wasn't that amazing, blessing?
Yeah,
watching that helicopter fly in.
And, you know, they've raised money and bought several fire trucks here for this Big Island, the big island that it is.
Now they're raising some monies for Maui, too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They are, so
which is great.
About that.
Well, that's a big part. I mean, it goes all the way back to the Rotary Club of Kona Community Foundation. That money's gone from kidney machines at the Kona Hospital to refurbishing the soccer fields to the Maka'ea walking jogging path to, I mean, and so many ways that money has been spent wisely and well within our community. And it's always wonderful to see that check presentation with everybody involved with the charities on the Tuesday as the tournament gets started. But Pro-Am days are Tuesday and Wednesday, of course, not a spectator day, but certainly everybody come out on Thursday. Ticket prices, want to talk about that?
Yeah, $30 a day or $50 for 3 days. So that comes out to about $17, $16.50 a day to, you know, spend a couple, 2 or 3 hours or however, all day if you want. So we think it's a fair price still in the scope of professional entertainment and sports.
And it's more than a golf tournament. I mean, you get out here and you walk around, people make friends. The 18th green, you know, was built as a spectator course so that people can sit around that 18th green. And, you know, love to encourage people, whether they walk around or bring a beach chair and just park themselves in one hole. Right?
That's right.
Any hole out on the course, that they're going to be able to see all the players come through and have a wonderful day in the sunshine.
Yeah, and we will have some beach chairs and utility chairs out this year. Dick's Sporting Goods sent us a big supply, and we'll have them available at some of the finishing holes and so people can, and, you know, sit down and rest a bit.
That was amazing. I'm glad you mentioned that. When I saw that last year, I was like, wow, that is so cool. So people can just come and grab a seat there.
Yeah.
Get up and go to another hole or just move around a lot.
Sure, sure.
And there'll be a concession stand. There's a big screen where they can watch as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a big spectator tent. We have free shuttle buses when you enter the resort here at Hualalai. Follow the spectator parking signs. And they will take you to one of our next door neighbor parking lots, and we have free shuttles that will shuttle back and forth and continually loop all day.
So it's Kelly Fleer we're talking with, tournament manager of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai at the beautiful Four Seasons, Hualalai on the Big Island of Hawaii, broadcast on the Golf Channel, and you can watch lots of nice stories that'll be broadcast all week. But of course, the tournament play will be broadcast on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so everybody can watch their football on Sunday.
There you go.
Right? And that's always a really beautiful thing. So some of the players, you want to mention some of the people coming? You mentioned Fred Couples, of course, the Hall of Famers, but I love Jim Furyk, Jerry Kelly. He won here 1 year.
Sure did.
The very first year he played. He's a good friend of Brendan Moynihan, who's the director of golf. In fact, some nice words are in order for Brendan and his whole crew, right, during
Absolutely.
The whole week.
Absolutely. And Dan Husick, our golf course operations director, and Brosi Ambrosio, the superintendent of the Hualalai golf course. I mean, the golf course is emerald green. It's in perfect condition. Bunkers are great. And the greens will probably be playing pretty fast. So that we expect low scores, fun to watch. We're going to see a lot of birdies and quite a few eagles. And who knows, maybe even a few aces.
I think it's fun that there's kind of several generations of players here. I mean, we've got Jay Haas. Okay, now, and then at the same time, some of the people are coming up. And David Duval, you know, it's always fun to watch David. Nice to see him playing on the Champions Tour so much. Rocco Mediate is always a favorite. Corey Pavin, you know, so you see these guys, they want to play on the Champions Tour now because there's so much sponsor money. And for many of them, it's a second chance, right, at making the dollars they maybe didn't make on the PGA Tour. And so it's very competitive. This is not...
They really enjoy what they do, and they know how to interact with our fans, with our sponsors, with our Pro-Am guests, and it really makes for a recipe for success.
Many of them bring a large contingent of families. I remember when J. Don Blake at one time had 29 family members with him, right? Everybody, all his relatives and everybody, but they all come with family, which is nice.
Yeah.
They love being here. So it's the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. Kicks off this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's Kelly Fleer we're talking with, tournament manager. He's very busy today. They're setting up the equipment, which came over from Maui, right, from the Century?
Lots of TV
equipment.
Quite a bit of equipment comes over on the barge. It's a logistics puzzle that we've been very fortunate to kind of really, really get it in line, and it seems to work well for us. So they have to break down the Kapalua golf course in record time and get that equipment to the barge where and gets barged over here, and we just got it today. And so tomorrow the Mitsubishi Electric Diamond Vision scoreboards will be put out on the golf course less than 7 days after they were taken down from Kapalua.
And you have a crew that has been with you from the beginning.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, you know, not just setting up, but all during the week, you know, taking care of things that need to be taken care of during the week.
They're good.
Yeah, so.
Very good.
Last thoughts to our listeners and viewers?
Just thank you to all the community support, the sponsors, all the people that pitch in, and, you know, over 400 volunteers. I mean, it's incredible. They're dedicating their time and energy and their smiles and big hearts to really make this fun for the spectators and our players.
And that's no small task to coordinate the volunteers. Let's just briefly, you know, they're out there, they're marshals, they're walking scores, they're running the shuttle buses, they're picking up the garbage, the ecology crew. I mean, it's
standard bearers.
There's a lot that goes on. Real-time scoring, that's why people can see it on the scoreboards right away, because they are, in the old days, in the early days, they were writing it down. And then it went to the real-time scoring and the shot link. All of that is you know, watching the evolution of what happens out on a golf course now is amazing.
And let's not forget the Big Island Junior Golf Association. We'll probably have 30 or 40 kids here on the final round. And, you know, our players, the professionals, want to continue to grow the game of golf. And, you know, they'll be out here with their parents and chaperones. And they're one of our charitable organizations as well.
It's really fun to watch them because they often will play a tournament in the morning up at Mauna Lani and come down here. I met one of them the other day. His name was Leo, and I learned that he won the drive, chip, and putt at the Masters last year.
Yeah, Leo Saito.
Yeah, so I just met Leo the other day out at the Waikoloa Beach Resort. So, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association has brought up so many great golfers. Michelle, we came through the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and we really might make mention that the Champions Tour players, there's a handful of them that donate their time on the Monday before the tournament, which would be, and they do a fundraiser for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association.
That's
they
correct.
Raise a lot of money.
That's great, and our players are happy to participate.
Well, it's always good to see you. I know you've got a very busy day, and Kelly.
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah,
I
feel proud. Nice to see you, too. What, 27 years we've worked together now.
Yes, that's right.
So I really appreciate that. It's been fun, because I grew up as a junior golfer. So I know the value of learning with a young age and encouraging parents to encourage their parents and encouraging people at any age and help grow the game. And one of the best ways is to come out and watch this tournament.
That's right.
And you'll be enthused about watching. Even the sports reporter at West Hawaii Today says, I don't really follow golf, but I'm pretty excited about getting out there and watching and doing some stories. So everybody learns from it. And the great thing about it is the players are so welcoming to all the spectators.
Yes, they are.
Okay, Kelly, enjoy your day. I know you got a lot to do. Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha.